Now, darling, I have to warn you that I am about to be unbelievably soppy. Just cheesy. This is going to be so, so cheesy. But it's Christmas, and I've been looking at you all night. Not in a creepy way. You know how to make it special, don't you? You know how to make this so. Oh, I adore you. I adore you I don't even know. For your everything. I've been watching you. And people have been catching me watching you. And they all smile and give me that look. That look. The look that says that they know that I am completely and utterly smitten. The look that says that they know exactly how far gone I am. The look that is so embarrassing to be on the receiving end of, so I've been blushing all night. And I told myself that I wasn't going to look at you because I didn't want to be in that situation where people were going, "Oh," at me, because I am a mature, responsible adult. Some of the time, I am a part-time, mature, responsible adult. Very part-time. But it's just embarrassing. So I wasn't going to look at you. I was just going to enjoy the party and not look at you, but I couldn't stop myself from looking and just sighing. I am stupid in love with you. And it's not Christmas. It's not the fairy lights or the tinsel or the baubles or the Christmas music. It's none of that. This is me. This is how I am all the time when it comes to you, because I'm in love with you. I'm so in love with you that it's embarrassing. Truly embarrassing, just so very embarrassing, and I just can't stop myself. I just can't stop myself from looking at you, smiling, sighing, and swooning. I can't stop myself from thinking about you, losing myself in thoughts of you. I'll be sat at my desk at work. I'll be busy. I'll be stressed. And suddenly, you'll message me and I'm done for. I start smiling. My day becomes brighter. It's cliche. So cliche. You have made me a Christmas cliche. I mean, I didn't need that. I don't need to be another cliche. I'm an English cliche with all the tea drinking and the biscuits and everything. I've got it so bad for you. And Christmas has made it 10 times worse. And it's not the tinsel. It's not the baubles. It's not... Well, I mean, It could be the biscuits a little bit, because you baked me biscuits. You made me biscuits. You made me biscuits. And no, I did not just, that was not a gush. That was not a swoon. That was, oh boy, I am in such trouble here. You made me biscuits. And I don't know why, but when you make me biscuits And when you gave them to me, when you, I just, I am not, I'm not, oh, I'm not crying. I'm not crying. Did you just go, oh, I, oh, you, oh, you're really not lovable right now, but you are, and that's so annoying, so annoying. You made me biscuits, and that was the best present I've ever got. I mean, they weren't good biscuits. They were really, really terrible biscuits. You are an awful baker. They were a nightmare. They were monstrosities. Oh, don't look like that, darling. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it in a okay, I can't rescue that. They were the most terrible biscuits I've ever tasted. I mean, I've bought my tongue. I thought it actually died because and the taste didn't go away. No, I mean, 4 cups of tea, the taste was still there. Made the mistake of trying to dunk them into tea. Had to throw away that mug. Oh, no, darling, oh, don't be like that. I love you, and I love that you did that for me. And I just love you so much. You are. I never thought that I would have this kind of love. The kind of love that would get me inedible biscuits. I mean, that really wasn't in my plan at all. Oh, I love you. I'm just teasing. No, they weren't that bad. Really? It's just, it's the little things. The little things that you do that just, I never thought that I would find a love like this, a love that is magical and so ordinary and special, and yet I was going to say boring. Not boring. Comfortable. No, that sounds worse. I mean, a love that is every day and yet every special day. It's waiting for the bus in the morning and surprise birthday parties wrapped into one big ball of love, and is better. I've got it. I never thought I would have the kind of love that would make me excited to get out of bed in the morning. Because I hate getting up in the morning. I'm grumpy. I am unpleasant. But when I open my eyes and I see you, I'm still grumpy. I'm still unpleasant. But I love you. No, but when I look at you, it's not so bad. I mean, I still don't want to get up, but it's not as bad, only it's worse because getting up means I have to get up and leave you in bed, and I don't wanna leave you in bed. I just wanna cuddle up to you and hold you and be close to you, and you make the world sparkle, and you make bad days better. You are Christmas morning. You are waking up and seeing tinsel and glitter and baubles and the tree and the presents, this swell of happiness and joy and love. You're Christmas. But you're also every day. You make my world brighter by just being you. Just having you in my life has made everything. You know, the boring moments, the ordinary moments, the everyday moments, you make them special. You give me a reason to smile when I am stressed, when I am going crazy with the pressure of trying to get everything done, where I'm barely keeping it together, where there is nothing to smile about. You make me smile. You challenge me. You don't let me get away with stuff. You know me. You're not intimidated by me when you really should be, because I am scary. I am super duper scary, and you're laughing. That is not a reaction. I needed you. I needed you, and I didn't even know it. You came into my life when I really needed you, when I needed a miracle. And you saw me. The real me. You saw through all my masks. You saw through all the masks that I wore to protect myself because I've been hurt. And you made me brave. You made me feel like I could be myself. And I gave you my heart. And I don't regret anything. I was so scared to open myself up again, to make myself vulnerable, to take a chance. But I don't regret it, because every day with you, I am so happy. I am so happy. And it's like Christmas. You're Christmas. You know that Christmas feeling that people talk about? The joy and the warmth and just feeling the celebration and the glitter. And I'm not crying, shut up. You're crying. But you know that feeling. That's how I feel about you. That's our relationship. Everything feels magical. Even the most mundane things. Fucking hell. Even the You cannot tell anyone that. No, I am. Shut up, it's not funny. You're so mean. And shut up. How can I be crying and be laughing and just be happy and then just you're just wonderful. And I love you. I love you so much. And I want you to know. I want you to know that you're amazing. I mean, you're annoying. You're really annoying. You're so infuriating, aggravating, irritating so much, but you are wonderful. You're kind and you're generous. You're thoughtful and sweet, and you do all these little things that you do without thinking, these little things that just mean so much to me. And you mean so much to me, and I want you to know that I am a Muppet, you're right, I am, but I love you so much. And I thought, if I couldn't be soppy at Christmas, when can I? Because any other time of year, this would be really embarrassing. So embarrassing. But I wanted to tell you, I can't stop crying. I don't know why. This is you. This is you. Oh, you know. Our relationship is so much better than anything I ever dreamed of, and I was just about to say something really embarrassing. You know when you first meet someone that you think you might really like, and you might imagine a future? I mean, if you're that kind of girl. Yes, I did. Shut up. Well, everything that I imagined, it wasn't as good as what we have. It was. Pales in comparison. Our love has. You are what we are. I don't know. Words are difficult, okay? I'm just overwhelmed, and I love you, and I'm just going to stop talking. And yes, I would like you to hold me and stop laughing. Oh, I love you so much. I love you. I love you. And I did tell you this was going to be soppy. Special. And I adore you, and I'm just going to stop talking, and I'm just going to look at you, and yes, this is how I look at you. Yes, right? It's so obvious. I look at you with starry eyes and hearts, and it's embarrassing, and I just can't stop because I love you. And you smell really good. I am so far gone. Yeah. Oh, I love you. Yeah, the biscuits were that bad. They were awful. I need to teach you how to bake. I love you. Even if you can't bake a good biscuit, I love you. But I tell you what, if you ever bake an edible biscuit, I might just propose. What do you mean, challenge accepted? What? Duh. Oh. I love you. I love you so. So.